You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi everybody, welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, and I'm coming live from you in Christchurch, New Zealand. So I'm here until Monday the 7th. That's when I go back home to Australia. So we've been having some interesting times here. We ran a workshop last weekend. On the Saturday, we ran a psychic development workshop. And on Sunday, we ran a true crime. And we did two cases. One was solved. That was in Australia that happened. And then one in New Zealand that hadn't been solved. And then I've been doing readings in New Zealand as well. We went and saw the glaciers. So you can check out my Instagram and Facebook for all the adventures that we've been having while we've been here. And then we'll have a few more days here, then we'll go back home on the Monday. But with the astrology that's coming up for this week, we do have on the 10th, we have Venus moving into Scorpio. So Venus moving into Scorpio, it is getting ready for the retrograde, which will be starting next month. And it is going to be a bit of a, I feel like it's going to be a very different retrograde. We're going to have both Venus and Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. But Venus in Scorpio can be a little bit deceptive. It can be unsure. It wants to trust relationships, wants to feel very secure in relationships. It's about loyalty and trust. So I do feel like that's going to be coming up, the themes with Venus in Scorpio. We'll talk more about the retrogrades when they come up. And then this week, I feel like when we get to around the 8th, we're going to start to have a try between Mercury and Uranus. That's going to be bring about some unexpected communication. So it won't be the exact try, but the energies will start to build then. And we've also got happening, it's starting, the energy starting between Mercury. It's going to start to oppose Neptune. That can be a bit of a delusion, or it can be a dissolving communication in some way. We're also going to get, we've still got this week, we still have Mercury, which is going to be in sextile to Mars, and that's going to give you the strength to talk up, to speak more. I feel like if you need the courage to speak up, I feel like that's what the energy is doing. And then all week we've also got Mars in square to Saturn, which is, I feel like it's helping you to face problems, but it's like you might be feeling a bit of frustration or a bit of anger over issues that are coming up and problems too. And on the 7th, we're going to start the energy. So we're going to start having the sun, which is going to be in sextile to Mars, which is going to make you probably make you more confident, or can make you feel, more stronger, confident. That's also coming up as well. And probably we'll feel more of the energy next week too. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Melissa here. So she's from Kentucky in America. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good. How can I help you today?
I guess just a general reading and just whatever may come through for me.
Yeah. Is there anything particular you want to know about or hear about? Like anything that's like work, relationships, family?
Maybe the future of my relationship, my current relationship. And maybe also the future of my relationship with my daughter as well.
Okay. So with your daughter, I just feel like as soon as you spoke about her, I just feel a little bit of like turbulence, like it's not smooth sailing. I feel like she doesn't want to be – I feel like you're just trying to give a voice of reason, or you're just trying to tell her what you think. But I feel like it's like for her, it's like you're – it's like nagging, and I feel like that she has to process things in her own time, in her own way. And it's also, I feel like with her, she's very strong-willed. It's like she's going to do things Like, you can tell her as much as you like, don't put your hand in the fire. I feel like if she wants to do it, she's going to do it. I'm using the fire as an example, not as a real thing. But I just get that she's very determined. And it doesn't matter what you say, she's still going to go and do what. It's because it's like she feels like she thinks she knows more, or she feels like she knows better, even though you've got more insight or you're looking from a different perspective, and she doesn't really get that, understand that. I feel like though in the future you're becoming into a more understanding of each other, and I do feel like there'll be a mutual respect, and I feel like she'll be more open to listening to you, but it's like she has to go through some things first before she gets there. And I feel like it's going to frustrate you because you're going to see things for as they are. You see them, you can see them coming, and you see what situations that she's in and what's going to happen. But because she won't take your advice or listen, you're going to be like getting very frustrated with her. But in the future, when she gets a bit older, I just see you coming more respect for each other, and she will more be opening to listening to you. But she has to go through these things first. With your current partner that you have, I feel like there's a bit of nervousness. I don't know if it's you or him or them. I just feel like there's a bit of nervousness, a little bit of anxiety, like not wanting things to change. But it's like change is going to happen anyway. Is someone quite nervous? Is it him? Or is something happening very anxious?
Yeah, he's a very nervous person. Yeah.
Okay. I see you supporting him, and with him, you're like, you are the voice of reason for him and trying to settle him down. I just feel like he gets his, it's like tension and he just gets very nervous. See, he needs to.
Very.
He needs to not get, it's like for me, how I work with spirit or with my team, I always say if something bad's going to happen, show me 3 4s. So if I see 3 4s and I start to worry, and the more 4s I see in a row or in short amounts of time, I know the situation's going to be a bit bigger. So I feel like maybe for him, you know, he could try that himself and get like a warning. If there's a warning that he needs to be, you know, warned about, but he can get a sign that might work for him. Because I feel like he's worrying about things that he doesn't need to worry about. And I feel like in the end, you know, I do see things working out, and like it's like the iron ironing out the creases. So I do see, but I just feel like he needs to take a step back and just see what happens rather than panicking or getting nervous about things that he can't change. And I do feel like you're like his rock or by his side. I'm not a doctor, but I feel like there's also a bit of a worryness about health with him too. It's like I'm not balanced or, I don't know, I'm just not balanced or not even. And
right. He's stressed to the point sometimes that I worry that he's going to stress himself to a heart attack. I mean, he gets that worked up.
Yeah, he needs to breathe. Yeah, look, he needs to breathe. I know something is uneven. I'm not a doctor, but I do feel like maybe he needs to go and get something checked. But as I said, he's worrying about things he can't worry about. So maybe that tactic of like what I use of having a sign, you know, if something bad, show me this sign that I know I'll worry about it then. If not, I'll be at ease. I also feel like, say, maybe like I know you can get sprays and things like that to also help with the tension with him, but I do feel like he needs to go and get checked out, and maybe like a blood test. I feel like as well. I feel like he's going to be okay, but he just needs to get it under control. And your future with him. I mean, I don't see things ending between you. I do see you. I feel like he needs you. It's like you're his rock, you're his security, and you make him feel like safe and a better person as well. I just feel like he needs to. Also, I feel like the way that he
talks about getting married in the future, but I sometimes wonder if he might not be stepping back.
Well, it's more this worry. Because of uncertainty, and I feel like it's around the world, but there's also I feel like there's been things in the past that have affected him now, that there's something that he can't get over, and I feel like it's to do with the mum or mum's side of the family, and you know, I feel like that's something maybe he needs to work on. He does want to be with you. I feel like he does want to be with you, and I do feel like he does want to be married to you, but I also feel like there's a stress about money and how we're going to get that together. He really needs to, it's like with anything, you've just got to be rational and work things out. I just feel like he needs to work on himself. I feel like he needs to see someone that would be an expert in these fields. I do see like...
you've hit him 100%. Like, that's him completely.
Yeah,
we've even talked about him getting like seeing a therapist or something like that, but he's afraid they're going to try to just put him on pills or something, and he doesn't like talking to anybody.
Well, there's natural therapies. So like,
He's really strong-willed and stubborn.
Yeah, I know. Look, I don't know if you have them in America, but like over here we have homeopaths, and they make up like different like drops. So I do see him more with drops. So it'd be something, we call them homeopaths here. So I don't know, sure if you have them over there in America, and they work more with herbs and like herbals and flowers and things like that. And I use it myself, but as I say, I feel like that, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like that would help him with his nervous and his car and make him not stress out as much. It just takes, you know, takes the edge off. I use it when I'm doing platform. But so I feel like that kind of thing would work. So I think maybe going to someone that's got a doctor, if he's scared of that, maybe he'd just do alternate, someone that does alternate therapies or medicines may be better for him. But I feel like once he gets under control, I do feel like he'll be more grounded. And I feel like, I know, I feel like for you guys to get married, I do feel like possibly I do get a two with this. So it could be 2 months, 2 years, where there could be a marriage that's going to happen with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you for calling in today.
All right. Thank you.
That's okay. Okay, everybody, if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic, as well as my YouTube. And as I said, if you want to know what the adventures and what we're doing here in New Zealand, please go onto my social media and you can see what we've been doing here. But we're going back home on Monday. So next week, I'll be back home in Sydney. So, hope you all have an amazing week, and I'll see you next week. So, bye for now.